We welcome you to Eagles Training Camp 2010. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with ESPN's Sal Palantonio. We always enjoy having you here in South Philadelphia. Sal, your thoughts on the Eagles after watching a day of practice, talking to Carson, talking to Doug, getting a feel for what this team's all about?
Well, first and foremost, it's a different Carson Wentz. He's definitely more relaxed, more comfortable in the skin of being the franchise quarterback, definitely more confident. You could just tell joking around with the reporters. In terms of just his confidence and maturity, I think it's off the charts. And talking to the offensive coordinator, Frank Reich, and the other coaches on the staff, they're just so impressed with how he has come into year two so quickly, mentally and physically, taking that leadership role of bringing the guys up to Fargo, working out with them, you know, starting his AO1 foundation and raising money and awareness for his causes, going to Haiti with Jordan Matthews. These are the kinds of things that you don't expect out of a year two player. Now he's just got to translate that all to the football field.
And it helps on the football field when the Eagles go out and get Alshon Jeffrey and get Torrey Smith and bring in a power running back and fortify the offensive line. It seems like it's all set up for Carson to really take a big jump in year two.
You know, and I'm going to say this every single day until people get tired of me saying it. This team needs more balance on offense. Carson Wentz threw the ball 607 times last year, second most of any rookie in NFL history, second only to Andrew Luck when he was a rookie. They can't put that kind of pressure on him this year. And to me, it's all incumbent upon how they develop a strategy to running the football and that they execute it on game day.
On the other side of the ball, a lot of questions about this football team, particularly at the cornerback position. Can you win in the NFL with Jalen Mills and Patrick Robinson and Ron Brooks and Rasul Douglas, who was playing in community college 3 years ago?
I think you can. I think Jim Schwartz is one of the smartest defensive coordinators we have in the National Football League. So he's going to figure it out. I think they have to do two things, and you can see it already in practice. You can see Chris Wilson, the defensive line coach, coaching up Derek Barnett, the rookie out of Tennessee, telling him to take the fight to the point of attack. Don't wait for it to come to him. They want to see that in every aspect of this young player's game. Why? Because they don't want to wait till year two for him to blossom. They want impact right now from a rookie defensive lineman to get to the quarterback. That will help them at the secondary, but it goes hand in hand, David. We all know that. We know the game of football, and what they need to do is play better press coverage to allow the defensive line to get to the quarterback.
Sal, can the Eagles do that jump? I mean, the NFC, no repeat winner since 2004.
12 years.
Amazing. Can they make the jump, top of the division?
I think that they can. I think they will compete for the division title, and I think it will be between the Eagles and the New York Giants. I don't see the Cowboys competing for a 13-win season like they did last year for a number of reasons. I think you'll see a little bit of a drop-off in the run game because Ezekiel Elliott's had some off-the-field problems this offseason. I think their defense has been decimated through losses of different players, and they won't be the same. The Giants are for real, though. There's some interesting things that have gone on in New York with their offense, and I think the Giants are for real. But, you know, the Eagles have done a really good job against the Giants. Their problem has been the Redskins have had their number. You know, you mentioned that thing about 12 years, no repeat for defensive for the NFC East. You know, in the last 5 years, the NFC East in the postseason's 1-6.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, it's a competitive.
Small steps here, Sal, small steps.
Yeah, it's competitive division. I think they'll compete for the division title.
We are lucky to have Sal Palantonio at the NovaCare Complex today. You are around the NFL throughout training camp. You're on Instagram now. Where can fans follow you?
Sal Pal ESPN, real easy.
All right, there he is. Sal Palantonio, thanks for joining us, and thank you for joining us here, Eagles Training Camp 2017.